calling lead singer with Kansas. His name is Ronnie Platt. Kansas Live, Heartland Event Center. Sunday, September 21.
Good morning. This is Ronnie. Am I the 15th caller?
Yes, you are. You're the lucky caller number. Hey, how are you?
Am I talking to the Franz man?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I've now hit the pinnacle.
Well, I've hit the pinnacle.
The song pun there, right?
Yeah. I hit the pinnacle. I get to interview the guy that sings with Kansas. What is that like?
It seems to me you have now hit the point of no return.
Nicely done, Ronnie. Are you? Where are you right now? Are you in Missouri?
Right now, I am in Lebanon, Missouri, where it's going to be a lovely, 96, 97 degrees?
Yeah, we got that coming here, too. But you're a Chicago guy.
Yes, my entire life, just outside of Chicago. And right now, I live about 30 minutes straight west of the city limits. And, you know, I could say something, but would not be good. Anyway.
I went to broadcasting school in Lombard, Illinois.
Right at the end of 15th place, right?
It was 21 years ago. It's hard to remember.
You had to pull in off of Highland Avenue.
Yeah.
To 15th Street. You would go to the very end, and the school was right there.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
That is literally 200 feet away from my house.
Would it be funny if like we walked past each other one day, not realizing 22 years later, I'm going to talk to you on the phone?
Right. I think right now that place is like a daycare center.
Well, it felt like that when I was going to school there. Or more like a nursery school. Ronnie, let me ask you, you're singing with the best. I mean, this is when you're singing Dust in the Wind. I have two questions about that. Is it as magical for you as it is for us in the audience? Because you can hear, I remember I'm getting chills talking about it. You could 18,000 people there. You could hear a pin drop during that song from the audience.
You know, Franz, man, let me tell you, it's really wild how audiences differ. There's most of the time it is that really intense silence that just freaks me out. And you know, the people are just absorbing it. And to this day, let me tell you, there's times when I'm singing that song, I'm getting choked up. You know, and it's like I have to in my head whip myself back into shape. Hey, you know, you're singing the song here, you know, because I am an emotional guy, you know, and just, you know, you're I'm looking out over the audience and I'm seeing people crying.
That's amazing.
You know? It really is. But when we played up in Canada, we did a show with Post Malone, and it was wild because I forget how many, if it was 12,000, 15,000 people. And we were on a separate stage than Post Malone. Post Malone's audience was like 60,000 people. It was crazy. But we started doing Dust in the Wind, and every single person in that audience was singing with me. And not only were they singing the first verse, they sang the entire song, and it was just wild. It was intense.
What a job you have. You're singing masterpieces out there. And another question that I had always wanted, and I'm glad I got you on the, first of all, I'm having deja vu. Did we ever talk? I never interviewed you before. I'm having this crazy, the whole Chicago conversation and the Dust in the Wind conversation.
Yeah, you know, I apologize. You know, I now surpassed my 11-year anniversary with the band, and I can't believe it. And, you know, right out of the box, they just had me doing a zillion interviews. So it's hard for me to keep track of who I talk to and
Oh,
who
sure.
I haven't. But, you know, it's it's always a pleasure. Love talking about Kansas. You know, it's been my favorite band my entire life.
I'm talking with Ronnie Platt, lead vocalist with Kansas. Kansas will be live at the Heartland Event Center Sunday, September 21st. Get your tickets now. Ronnie, is there a Kansas song that makes you think, or that you just love, that you can't understand why radio never touched it, people don't really know it, only a handful of people have ever heard? Is there a song that missed us? There has to be.
You know, one that really sticks out in my head is Closet Chronicles. It's such a great song, but I'm a deep cut lover. You know, of course I love Dust in the Wind and Carry On Wayward Son, but it's strange when people ask me what's your favorite Kansas song, because it changes constantly, you know, because
sure.
You know, of course, I'm listening to Left Overture and Point of No Return all the time. But, you know, listening to, you know, The Absence of Presence, you know, we're working on Jets Overhead at the moment. You know, so I'm listening to The Absence of Presence a lot. But then I'll go back and, like, for a while, I haven't listened to, you know, the album Power, you know. And I'll listen to Silhouettes in Disguise, and I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do that song so bad. You know, it's like, you know, when you listen to songs with fresh ears, how it just sounds fresh to you and new. And, you know, my favorite song constantly changes. And with Kansas, you know, what a library of music to choose from.
I love to hear you use the expression with fresh ears. I use that all the time. Especially in this business, there's times, and it happens with a lot of classic rock bands that we play. I'll ignore it. In some cases, I'll ignore certain bands, not on purpose. I just don't, you know, it doesn't go in. It doesn't register, you know, for 10, 15, each, in some cases, 20. I never had an appreciation for, say, Men at Work. You know, the 70s and the 80s, I was doing other stuff. I'd had no appreciation for them. And Prince as well. Wake up one day and you hear something from one of these artists with fresh ears, and it literally blows you away.
Boy, you and I are brothers from another mother. Because growing up, it was the same with me. I was such a prog snob. I was so much into Kansas and Genesis and Yes and Rush, you know, those progressive bands. I totally didn't get on the bandwagon of the hair bands and the grunge thing. And Prince, I was never a big fan of Prince and, you know, those other genres that came, you know, along the way. But now, in hindsight,
yeah,
when I listen to that stuff, I have an appreciation for it now.
I think,
you know, it's hard to argue with success, you know?
Yeah, I think I think the word snob does go in there, because, yeah, I was snobbish. How much of a snob and do you have to be to think that there was no talent there? You don't have to like it, but I shouldn't have been critical of The Police. The Police are one of the finest bands. Stuart Copeland on drums. I mean, I had no time for that for 20-something years, and now I'm a huge fan. So I get that fresh ears approach where wow, it totally changes your perspective on a song.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned The Police, because, you know, so much of their music sounds so basic, but when you start to dissect it and the time signature changes and the, you know, the way they're accenting stuff, it's really not easy stuff to play if you want to play it correctly.
Right. Well, neither is
again, it's that appreciation for stuff that I might have overlooked in my snobbish prog rock youth.
Yeah.
That I really do appreciate now.
Well, you're in the right band for progressive music, man. I'll tell you, Kansas, it really, some of the first music I ever heard must have been like 1977, when we listened to music on AM radio and there was Carry On and Dust in the Wind has been there my whole life. And now I'm talking to the singer. It's just, it's fan. You were a fan of progressive rock. You're a fan of Kansas. Did you ever have the inkling, the dream? Yes. Did you ever have an idea that it was achievable that you would become their singer?
Never, Never in a million years. And, you know, I've been in bands probably from the age of 14. And I never had that preconceived thought of, oh, well, I'm going to be the lead singer of this band, or I'm going to be the next, I'm going to be in the next Kansas or the next Van Halen or the next Journey. I never had that thought in my mind. My work ethic was in all my cover bands back in Chicago. I always wanted to just get better. And the reason why I'm in Kansas, a very good friend of mine, Dina, who is responsible for me being in Kansas, and Dina is Dennis DeYoung's niece.
Oh.
And she's the one that sent me the press release announcing Steve Walsh's retirement, and that's what triggered the whole events of me getting into Kansas. But I never really had a preconceived notion of achieving where I am. It was just wanting to get better every show. And Dina and her husband, Andy, when I first got the job in Kansas, they made me this ID bracelet, and she had inscribed on it 100% every time. And her and Andy said to me, you know, we've seen you on some of the biggest stages, and we've seen you in some of the, shall we say, more questionable bars. You know, some pretty rough places.
The one with the chicken wire over the front.
Oh, yeah. What's the chicken wire for? you know, she said whenever her and Andy came to see me sing, no matter what the venue, I was given 110%.
That's fantastic.
And it's just because I love my craft.
Ronnie Platt, you sound incredibly normal for a big rock star.
Well, let me tell you, when I get done with this weekend's shows, I will be going home and cutting the lawn and washing the windows.
So you are pretty normal.
And you think I'm kidding.
No, I could hear it.
And you're 90-year-old mother to the grocery store.
That's fantastic. The best of both worlds. Right?
Exactly. It keeps me rooted.
Well, you sound rooted, man. I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you. You honed your craft to the point where Kansas hired you to be their singer. I mean, it really doesn't get any bigger than that.
Yeah. You know, my friends go, hey, man, where would you go after Kansas? And I'm like, where is there to go after Kansas?
Right. I hope this isn't a stupid question, but the Kansas hits were worldwide, right? You guys leave the country and have the same experience?
Okay, I got a story for you. I got to tell you this. When we went to South America, the first city we played was Belo Horizonte. I hope I'm saying that right. And we're playing this venue, and I'm watching the audience come in. You know, I'm backstage, I'm watching, and it's these, from my perspective, young kids. They were probably, the average age of the audience was probably 30. And this is Brazil, where they speak Portuguese. You know?
Interesting.
These kids sang every word of every song. It freaked me out.
That's...
To be in the southern hemisphere, and they have the kids be singing the songs with me. It just showed you the
power,
the worldwide impact of Kansas music.
That's
you know, they weren't just singing Wayward Son and, you know, Dust in the Wind. They were singing Play the Game Tonight and Fight Fire with Fire. And
that's amazing.
You know, some of the deep cuts, pretty wild. It pretty much was,
It's a universal language. It really is.
It sure is.
They
might not know what they were singing, but they were singing with me.
That outcome is much better than what could have been, where you show up and they say, Mr. Platt, you're going to have to sing Dust in the Wind in Portuguese. Now we've only got 35 minutes, so you're going to have to sit down with this vocal instructor.
Yeah, right. We're going to sit you down with this interpreter, learn it, or we don't let you leave the country.
What would that even sound like? What would that sound like? I don't even want to know. I kind of do, but I don't. Ronnie, thank you for taking time to talk with me, man. We're looking forward. We don't get nearly enough concerts in Grand Island. We're right in the kind of in the middle of Omaha and Lincoln, and for some reason, a lot of the big shows don't end up here. And when I saw that, I thought, this is a typo. Kansas is going to be here?
Right, right. And in France, man, we were just in Omaha a couple weeks back, and when I saw that this show had been added, I was just so excited because the audience in Omaha was just amazing. Talk about Nebraska being huge Kansas fans. And yeah. I'm like, man, I can't wait to get back here. So this is a treat for us to come back. Wow. September 21st, right around the corner, man.
Yeah. Summer flying by. Safe travels. Are you a good traveler?
You know, I am a former truck driver of 25 years.
So you,
I travel well.
Because in your industry, are you traveling 85% of the time just to get on stage for 15?
It seems like that at times, you know. And the joke with the band is, you know, we don't get paid to play; we get paid to travel.
Wow. Well, be safe out there. And again, I do thank you for taking time to hang out. It's a great conversation with you.
Oh, same here, man. Have a great day. Can't wait till the 21st. We'll see you at the Heartland Events Center.
Ronnie Platt of Kansas, thank you again. Have a great one.
You too. See you soon.